Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
All right, I took a deep breath. In fact, I may have done some box breathing recommended by one Aaron Rodgers. Ooh, it's been almost 3-4 days since I mentioned his name on the air.
Box breathing.
That's going to end this hour, though. I hate to break it to you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We are actually talking about the NFL on this now Tuesday morning. Why? Because we got the announcement on Monday that the league is transferring one of its wild card games to the Peacock streaming service exclusively, except in local markets, meaning let's just take last year's Saturday night wild card game for the example, Jaguars Chargers. So in Jacksonville and in LA, the game would be on your regular TV network where you would get your local games. Otherwise, around the rest of the country, that game would be only available on Peacock. Unless you're like me and you enjoy listening to games on the radio. That's why I have SiriusXM. That's why I've paid for satellite for more than 20 years, because I can get access to any local radio call. And there are times when I need to follow out-of-market games, and that's the best way to do it. I also have two other streaming services. I do not have Peacock. I will not be signing up for Peacock simply to watch one football playoff game. And actually, as a couple of you have pointed out, there is a game on December 23rd, which is that Friday. Wait, Friday or Saturday? Shoot, I have to look. Monday, Christmas is Monday this year, which means the 23rd is Saturday night. What is it with Peacock and Saturday nights? You need Peacock for your Saturday night shenanigans, I guess, on not just December 23rd, but then the date of this wild card game is January 13th. So, two games. But let's be fair, on Christmas weekend, a lot of people are traveling. They're with family. They're with friends. It's a non-risky proposition for the NFL to put a regular season game on Saturday night before Christmas on Peacock, because it's not likely to get a ton of viewers anyway. But this wild card game in that Saturday night window, this is a bit of a risk for the NFL. And here's the two sides of the argument. Number one, how does the NFL turn down $110 million for this one-year deal, which is with Universal? It's NBC Universal, but it's an experiment, right? Because if they put two games on Peacock and NBC ends up with a ton of new subscribers, there's maybe even a level. Maybe they've talked about this in their discussions, in their meetings. Hey, we need to see this many new subscribers to make it worth our while. But $110 million? There's no way they're going to see enough subscriptions to make up for $110 million. But the idea for the NFL is that you have to make the game appealing enough that people will want to sign up for the service. But you don't want it to be so appealing that this high-profile wildcard game moves to streaming and gets, let's just be generous, half the viewers that it would on network TV. and we'll use the Amazon Prime model as kind of the exhibit for what I'm talking about. Okay, so Amazon Prime is now the home of Thursday Night Football. With Amazon Prime, we saw viewership drop drastically. In fact, the NFL ratings across the board were down last year because of Amazon Prime. Roughly 10 million people tuned in to watch Prime. Okay, so the games on Prime were getting roughly 10 million viewers. Compare that, and I'm just going to use this as an example. Chargers, Jaguars, the wild card game in the Saturday night window, had 20 million viewers. All right, so you're talking about taking a game off of regular network TV, putting it on streaming, potentially getting half of the viewers. That cuts into ad revenue. It cuts into what the NFL can charge its corporate partners for commercials. Now, Saturday night is typically the least watched night of the week on TV. That's not just exclusive to sports. That's really any genre because people are out. Saturday night is a night for people to go out and have a good time. So they're out to dinner, they're at movies, maybe they're at sporting events, maybe they're whatever, dancing, drinking, who knows what they're doing, but Saturday night is a night to be out. Fewer Americans stay home and watch TV on a Saturday night. So there's a calculated risk here, but it's not as great as it would be if they were putting, say, a Sunday afternoon playoff game on a streaming service. But they're not going to turn down this kind of money either. $110 million to stream two games, one Christmas weekend and one during wildcard weekend. So there's this fine line they have to dance. They want the money, of course. They want the revenue from NBC Universal. But they also have to be careful they don't shoot themselves in the foot, if you know what I mean. By putting one of their best games on Peacock, they lose out. They lose out on viewers. They lose out on ad revenue. They lose out on, let's be fair, buzz. If the game's on a streaming service, fewer people are going to see it, which means if it turns out to be this incredible game and it's two high-profile teams, you don't get the same buzz if it's not actually on network TV where people are watching it. More people are watching it. So I'm fascinated by this move. I understand why the NFL is doing it, but they got to be careful too because this could backfire. Again, we know the games on Amazon Prime were not nearly as high ratings and the viewership is not nearly as high as what you get on CBS or Fox or even NBC and ESPN with regular season games. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It will certainly be an opportunity to compare because with Jaguars Chargers, remember that game had the four interceptions in the first half by Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars trailed by 27 points until they had a touchdown right before the break. Then they come back and they embarrass the Chargers. Hey, what else is new? And the Chargers end up losing that game in one of the biggest collapses in NFL playoff history. That had 20 million viewers. Let's just say they cut it in half for a wild card game. Well, that's not going to thrill the NFL either, but right now they're happy to take the money. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on Facebook, will you sign up for Peacock simply to watch one football playoff game? Our phone number, 855-212-4227. And we'll get to some of your responses before the end of the hour. And I promise we've got QB news coming up in 10 minutes. I know I had to pivot because I was fighting with the equipment in the other room. That is actually true. I'm not making that up. I was having an issue with the editing, the digital editing. And so I was running back in here as the segment was starting, which is why I was a bit flustered and frustrated, actually. There is a free trial. We looked this up. There is a free trial for Peacock, but I wonder if they do away with that option in 2024. Jay says there's no way we could actually bet on this. We could wager on this. There's no way he thinks that the 7-day free trial is still available come the turn of the new year.
I do think it'll be available, but I do think that there's going to be some sort of asterisk in the corner there for the free trial saying you cannot watch the NFL football or whatever. This does not include
Yellowstone or NFL.
Yeah, right. The two things people would buy Peacock for.
Right, exactly. Well, to be fair, they do have the Premier League soccer, English Premier League soccer, which people have said that's why they have it. They've got the Olympics or will have the Olympics. But my goodness, you can see the Olympics on a variety of channels on TV. So I'm not sure why you would need it for Peacock unless you absolutely have to watch the events live.
Yeah, that's really it, probably live.
Not to mention, this stuff ends up on YouTube. It ends up on other network stations hours later, sometimes minutes later. And as I said earlier on the show, if you missed it, little secret, if you don't catch that Saturday night game live, and people don't, again, because people go out, they have other plans on Saturday. The Amazon Prime games that were streamed this year, were aired on NFL Network hours later. Every single Thursday night in studio, the Amazon Prime game was airing on NFL Network. And so if you missed it because you don't have Prime, all you got to do is wait a few hours and it's on NFL Network. And if you're not awake, then set your DVR or tape it and it's available. It's also then flipped and put on that NFL Game Pass not that long after it airs on Amazon Prime. The NFL Network is a treasure trove for games during the week. They just re-air the best games over and over. And during the playoffs, every single one of the postseason games each weekend is aired over and over and over again. So if you have NFL Network as part of your cable package, which I do, if you're willing to be a little patient, the games will pop up within hours. Or you can listen to it on the radio, something else that I enjoy doing. Now, Dexter Henry asked me earlier, well, don't you want to follow it live when the rest of the world is doing it? Well, yes, which is where the radio comes in. On a Saturday night, I can afford to watch the game a little bit later on because we don't have a show Saturday night. Now, if this was Sunday night, I would have to find a way to watch it because I wouldn't be able to delay watching it and still come in and do an informed show. But on a Saturday night, I can play fast and loose with the rules. Or a friend had already sent me a text. You can borrow my NBC Peacock app. Okay, thank you.
No, you're in.
Seriously, that as I was talking about it our first hour, I get a text from a friend in Pittsburgh. You can borrow mine.
I just couldn't see Peacock, what they would really get out of it if they were still offering that free trial, because obviously the majority of people who would want to watch it would just get the free trial for the week and it.
Right.
So why would it be worth $110 million to them?
Well, part of it is because they will also be able to sell ad revenue, right? So even though the games are streaming, NBC can then turn around and sell the ad revenue. And there is something to be said about partnering with the NFL, especially during the playoffs. This will likely be their largest audience they've ever had on Peacock, except for potentially Yellowstone, which it also airs on Peacock, weirdly enough. The other seasons air on Paramount Plus, but the current season airs on Peacock. So you actually have to watch it. And that series is wildly popular.
Yeah, but I feel like they would have, although I guess they are doing like the 2-week, like you said, right? One's going to be the
December 23rd game.
I see it for that angle because then at least maybe they get you in there. And then while I'm here, that's not a full week. Your week trials up at that point.
I think that people are going to sign up and then forget to cancel their subscription. And then it automatically renews. That's what's happened with my NFL Game Pass. I forgot to cancel it and it automatically renewed, for the last season.
Yeah, that definitely happens all the time. And that's what that's what a lot of these streaming services bank on.
Right.
But to spend so much money, like $110 million to bank on that possibly happening is risky to me.
Think how much free advertising they're getting right now. on this radio show, you're on right. other radio shows, on TV. They're getting NBC and Peacock dropped in every 10 minutes. So they're also getting a ton of free traffic, people checking it out. I've Googled it tonight to find out how much it costs, yada, yada, yada. So if they can lure people to the internet just to check it out, maybe people then think, oh, it's only $5 a month, so I'll do that. So they're getting advertising out of it too.
Yeah, free word of mouth.
A lot of publicity, yes. Let's talk to Paul, who's in Charlotte, North Carolina. Paul, welcome to After Hours. What do you think?
Hey, Amy, thanks so much for taking my call. I agree with you with a lot of this stuff. I just think that there is so much content and so much volume out there. I know in my household we have we've got a satellite dish. My Ooh. Daughters get Hulu and Paramount Plus and Netflix, and I don't even know what else they pay for. But
yes,
but the cost is getting to be so much, and there is so much out there. I just can't deal with it anymore. And when watching television becomes too frustrating, then I just want to shut it all off. And there's enough good stuff on free TV that, you know, I can just watch that and be fine. Like you say.
Well, right, but you're not going to get this playoff game, though. That's the issue. I understand that there's plenty of options. I have cable TV and a couple of streamings, and I have more than I could possibly ever watch. But the NFL's wild card game will only be on Peacock.
Well, my daughter works at a pub around the corner within walking distance,
there you go.
And they get all the TV channels. So we can walk there and go watch whatever games we want for free. Mm-hmm. So I think that there's a lot of options for people out there. And I think that the more that they all these people keep putting on pay-per-view platforms, I think is really just going to end up hurting them in the end, in my opinion.
We'll see. At some point, there will be oversaturation, right? Like, so at some point, that's not what I meant to say. At some point, you're going to max out the number of subscribers and the number of people. I don't think we've gotten to that point yet, but as some are saying, like, hey, I already have this subscription and service and this one and this one, and this is me speaking, I still have to have cable because I can't do my job without it. So I pay for cable, I pay for internet, then I've got three streaming services on top of that, and I honestly cannot justify buying another one or subscribing for another one. It gets to be too much.
And there's not enough time to watch it all, but I was just going to say, too, I'm heading to North Wilkesboro for the All-Star Race this weekend. I will call next week and give you a full report.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate that. Have fun. Be safe. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. And then on Facebook, a bunch of you are weighing in. Adam says, sure, sign up, watch the game, cancel the subscription the next day. How many people will try to do that, right? Maybe even pay the $5 for 1 month. Here's my question. Does Peacock, NBC, raise the rates? Because Prime has raised its rates. I know that before they had the NFL, for Amazon Prime for a year, it was about $110. It has significantly increased since they partnered with the NFL and now have to pay buku bucks for the NFL's streaming rights. So now they're passing along those costs to subscribers. What are the chances that because NBC Universal is paying $110 million for these two games that will be on their Peacock app, they're also going to pass along the expense to their subscribers? I mean, that's what happens. Amazon has to make it back somehow. Universal has to make it back somehow.
I'd say very high. Chances are very high.
The streaming services will continue to be a factor for sports and entertainment. But yes, at some point, they will max out their audience. Amazon Prime has already indicated they are not putting nearly as much emphasis into luring new subscribers. In fact, they're trying to milk their current subscribers for more money with more services. So yeah, Amazon's kind of given up. They believe they've maxed out on the number of people, or pretty much the number of people who will sign up for Prime. I mean, at some point, Americans can only afford what they can afford. So it's an interesting conversation. Find us on Twitter again, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. And we're definitely interested in your reaction and your input. Straight ahead, I promised you a QB news. We are giggling in here because poor Baker Mayfield now has to have a quarterback competition with Kyle Trask. Except if you're Baker Mayfield and you can't beat out Kyle Trask, well, there's a problem. We know he gets He gets fired up for competition. So maybe we'll see our best baker.
And just boo the shit out of him.
No, I wouldn't recommend that if I were you. Actually, that's poor sportsmanship. It's After Hours.
Don't really care.
With Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing. Help save lives. And so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.
Podcast.
Murray back to throw, and it is. Is it tossed? Oh my goodness, it's tossed. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
Back from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp's got it. Touchdown, LA.
Burrow back to throw, looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
Touchdown, Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Mahomes fires for the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Kansas City.
And off to Eckler again. No, Herbert keeps it. End zone. Touchdown, Chargers. Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
It's mid-May, but we love our quarterbacks. And since I was delinquent in getting to our QB news last hour, hello. Good morning to you. It's a Tuesday. Always a good time for QB news, is it not? And speaking of Josh Allen, he took BP with the Blue Jays on Monday. And so this is kind of cool. On MLB Twitter, he was reflective about the role baseball has played in his life. He was happy, too.
I played all through growing up till senior year of high school, and it's been about 7 or 8 years since I actually touched a baseball bat, so that was fun to get back out there. I forgot how much I missed it, and you know, it was such a big part of my life and my family's life growing up, going to baseball tournaments in the summer and playing a lot of baseball, so it was good to be back out there.
It's kind of cool to watch. If you haven't seen the video, it's on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. He was jacking them. So good hand-eye coordination, which also helpful skills if you are an all-pro quarterback. Staying inside the AFC East, I mean, we had an Aaron Rodgers free zone for quite a while, but Joe Douglas, the general manager of the Jets, is actually really excited, not just because everyone's excited about having Rodgers on the roster and in the building, but because of the impact on his BFF. They do have a pre-established friendship, and now his pupil, can we call him his pupil? Zach Wilson.
I think you see these last 2 weeks the impact of the entire team. And that's you see the standard that he sets for himself every day out here in practice, and you see all these players out here. No one wants to be the player that drops a pass or false starts or screws up an assignment. You can see that pretty early. And I think the really cool thing as it pertains to what you asked about in terms of Zach Wilson, it's been great to see these guys work together, those two guys specifically work together, and see Zach just be a little bit of a shadow to Aaron.
A shadow.
And pick up on some things in terms of how he communicates with teammates, his cadence, just every small thing. You see all these guys picking up on it in these last 2 weeks.
That was not so subtle by Joe Douglas, and I'm sure he didn't mean it as a slight, but remember the issues that Zach Wilson had with his teammates last year and how they made it very clear that they loved Mike White. They were wearing Mike White T-shirts at some point during the season. Yeah, Zach Wilson alienated a bunch of teammates with some of his not-so-mature comments following games when he was frustrated. He did not come across as a leader who was ready to be the man in a locker room, for better or for worse. Aaron Rodgers, well, he's certainly been a leader. I'll give him that. Now, he's different as he's gotten older. He doesn't really care about fitting in. That's obvious. But he definitely is a guy who takes responsibility. And so in that respect, guys will follow him. When he speaks, guys will listen. Can Zach Wilson pick up on those tendencies? Joe Douglas is banking on it.
I don't have your number. You're not going to have my number.
Okay, don't pick up on everything. You don't need to follow everything that he does, Zach Wilson. Wait until you're a future Hall of Famer, and then you can act like Aaron Rodgers, too.
Okay.
It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I just want to mention this. We don't have any audio to go along with it, but in the AFC North, the Steelers are expected to re-sign quarterback Mason Rudolph. And this is a guy who had backed up Ben Roethlisberger before he, when he was hurt, but before he decided to retire, and he had signed a one-year extension. It was up after 2022. The Steelers actually allowed him to hit free agency, but now he's heading back to Pittsburgh, and so we'll provide some of that depth behind Kenny Pickett. And Mitch Trubisky is also still under contract for 2023.
It's put up and shut up time.
Turning our attention to the Raiders in the AFC West, Philip Dorsett, he's all excited to be reunited with new QB Jimmy Garoppolo.
Definitely excited. I mean, it was I worked with him a little bit when I was in New England right before he got traded to San Fran, and we all knew what kind of quarterback he was. We all knew what he was capable of, and he went and showed it when he went to San Francisco. I mean, he's a winner. I mean, you can say whatever you want about him, but he goes out there and he wins games, and he plays well. So, I mean, I'm excited. It's just it's a blessing to be here, be able to play with him and playing this organization, so I mean, I'm definitely excited.
From Raiders YouTube, let's hope that it's an uptick from last season, and maybe the pre-existing relationship between Josh McDaniels and Jimmy Garoppolo will matter. And Philip Dorsett as one of the receivers, maybe there's a little extra familiarity there. I would agree with him, though. Garoppolo is a winner. You may not call him flashy, he doesn't dazzle, but when he is healthy, teams win games if he's on the field. It's just a conundrum about Jimmy Garoppolo, though. All right, let's see. Turning our attention now to NFC, because Justin Fields has got a lot of pressure on him, but also it's got new pieces around him. Can he stay healthy, number one? But can the Bears take what they saw from him last year and incorporate the best of his skill set into an offense that now becomes a contender? The Bears, there's a ton of promise there, but there are also still some question marks. GM Ryan Poles, he is all in on his young QB.
The guy now has the same coordinator for a second year, same head coach, a lot of the same pieces, and now he gets some off-season time with Chase and DJ. While Mooney's, you know, recovering, and he'll be back soon too. So, he's getting more confident. I just love his body language and how he's approaching things as a leader as well. So, you know, usually as you go, the game starts to slow down for you, and that allows you to make decisions quicker. So we'll see how it goes, but we're encouraged by what we see right now.
That's the Chicago Bears GM, Ryan Poles. And remember, they brought in Matt Eberflus last year, and it wasn't until they really tweaked the offense and allowed Justin Fields to use his legs to really capitalize on his skill set that he started to set records left and right. Now, the issue, of course, is that he wasn't healthy all the way through the season. Can they protect him, or can he protect himself? But they have done the work. They brought in DJ Moore. He mentions Chase, as in Chase Claypool. So he's part of the team now, the offense, because they traded for him before the deadline. They feel like they can start this year fresh, and by building around Justin Fields, be a contender in what is a wide-open NFC North. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. That means the Lions are also a player in the NFC North.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
Why? Why will you beat our asses, Dan Campbell? He's our favorite. There's a method to the madness. I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic. Offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, he is part of that Detroit brain trust for a second year.
Man, the most important thing that a head coach does is hire his staff. And it's about your staff and the people around you, because without the right staff, you are nothing, in my opinion.
Nothing.
At least I know for sure for me. You have to lean on those guys. And so be able to get him back is huge, man. He is He's a hard worker. He's creative. He's smart. He knows how to communicate, and he alleviates a lot of pressure on me. You know, I sleep real good at night knowing that he's the head of that offense.
They had a great offense last season. It was a bit of a revelation. That's why they're now supporting Jared Goff publicly. So Ben Johnson goes through his first season as the Lions OC. He turns into a top head coaching candidate because of how well the offense performed and because of what he was able to get out of the offense. But he's decided to return to Detroit for next season, even though he interviewed with three different teams. And there were actually some reports coming out of Carolina that he was a favorite to land that job. He decided to stick with the Lions. That should tell you something. I love that. And we knew the Lions were going to be a difference maker in 22. How do they build on their success at the end of the year? Remember, they got flexed.
Finally. Who says we can't get flexed?
They finally got flexed the very last weekend, the very last game of the NFL regular season. So it was a ton of promise and excitement around the Lions. And as I say, the North is wide open in the NFC. How about the NFC South? I would say it's also wide open considering Tom Brady has departed. He's left the building. Are you on board with the Saints? They have handed the reins of their offense to Derek Carr. And so far, head coach Dennis Allen likes what he sees.
Been outstanding in the building. He's been here for the entire offseason program. Actually got in here a little bit early so that he could get settled in. He's been a great addition for us up to this point and really looking forward to, you know, having him as our quarterback.
Ooh, me too. Now, elsewhere in the South, the Buccaneers have a QB competition. It's Baker Mayfield versus Kyle Trask.
Hello.
Their new offensive coordinator, Dave Canales, he says, don't mistake this. It's actually a QB competition.
For me, coming from Seattle, best guy gets the job. So you saw it happen last year firsthand. It was Geno Smith, it was Drew Locke, and it was a true competition. And you got a guy who hadn't played in a long time. You got a guy who had some pretty bad experiences in the recent past with
what?
Drew. And so for me, it's a win-win when you create a competition. Here's why. If you name a starter today, the backup guy starts thinking like a backup, okay? But if you say, this is a competition, we're going to allow us to go into the preseason, let them show us they can manage to get us into the right play, they can take care of the ball, that's going to be the determining factor, really, is who takes care of the ball. And then the bonus is, now who pushes it down the field? You know, but if we can play great defense, run it, and take care of the ball, we're going to be a great team. So the guy who can show that is going to win the job.
Oh, I do like the wisdom, though, of not naming a starter right now, especially if they don't actually know internally, because it does bring out the best in each when there's a competition. Or I guess you find out really quickly that one guy is not equipped for it. Baker Mayfield versus Kyle Trask in the wake of Tom Brady's retirement. Remember, he's not going to start on TV until 2024. However, Matt Ryan will be starting on TV this fall. We found out the news on Monday that Matt Ryan, former NFL MVP, has joined CBS Sports as an NFL analyst. He actually turns 38 this week, so his birthday's coming up. Happy early birthday to Matt Ryan. He'll be a studio and game analyst across all CBS Sports platforms. So I guess that means we'll get him on the show. Great. He did say this, though. Are you ready? When he shared the announcement on Twitter, there was a PS, a postscript. This is not a retirement post with a winking emoji. Ooh, I think I just did it. Did I actually just wink without freaking you out?
That was pretty good.
I didn't think too hard about it. I just tried it and it worked. Typically, I can't wink. It looks more like a twitch. I think I might have just figured out how to wink. Thank you, Matt Ryan. It's not a retirement post. That's according to Matt himself. Little QB news to whet your appetite here in this mid-May edition. It's never a dull moment in the NFL. However, I don't know. Is the NFL banking too much on its popularity and the power of the playoffs by forcing fans to subscribe to Peacock for a wild card game? That's the question. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.
Listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Keep it going with the stick and then lift it out by Dallas. 4:05 and counting. Giveaway. Here's Hintz. He's in. He scores! Rope Hintz! Late in the second period, it's Hintz who draws first blood in game seven. Puck underneath the Stars' end line. Worked over to Dodonov. He'll flip it all the way down the ice. First to it is Wyatt Johnston. And a backhand. He scores!
Oh, my!
What a shot! Wyatt Johnston upstairs. And with 7:12 left in the third period, how big is that? Makes it a 2-0 lead.
This is After Hours with Amy Lauren.
That is Dallas Stars Radio. Super cool to wrap up the conference semifinals in hoops and in hockey with a game seven. And so the Dallas Stars use not just the experience, but man, the power, the electricity, and the buzz with that home crowd. It was amazing. That was tense. Think about the previous six games of this series between Dallas and Seattle. It was really a scoring fest, kind of a free-for-all at times, where you had nearly 50 goals scored in the six games. You can do the math and average it out. This one, not the same. This was one of those games you could feel in your gut. It was worthy of a game seven. And what you got were a lot of pretty incredible saves. And I mean saving the game, saving the team, with Philip Grubauer of the Kraken and then Jake Oettinger of the Dallas Stars. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Also really cool, the Wyatt Johnston goal, which is the second one that the Stars had, turns out to be the game winner. They did give up a late goal to the Kraken in the third period. Just not enough time for the Kraken to really tie the game and force a sudden death. But Wyatt Johnston, 20 years old, has that second goal. And his coach, Pete DeBoer, who's got some game seven experience of his own, he's in awe of the kid.
It's an elite, world-class play by one of the youngest players in the league. Just phenomenal. Yeah, I can't say enough about him.
He's 20 years old. You don't know what you don't know. I mean, think about the New Jersey Devils. They had a teenager on the ice the second half of the series against the Carolina Hurricanes. So the younger brother of Jack Hughes, Luke Hughes, 19 years old. I mean, the moxie.
Supposed to be better, too, they say.
Think about Luka Doncic. Supposed to be better. We'll see about that. Jack may have something to say about that. Luka Doncic made his debut in the NBA when he was a teenager. But the pressure and the attention, not to mention, this is a game seven at 20 years old. This is a game seven. Afterwards, I feel like Wyatt has already got the MO down, though. You don't talk about yourself. You talk about somebody else. And when in doubt, you always talk about your goalie. In this case, Oettinger.
Jakey obviously gives us a chance to win every night. I mean, he doesn't even give us a chance to lose sometimes. So, I mean, it's awesome. We want to, you know, help him out as much as he can because, I mean, he bails us out a lot.
He bails us out a lot. I've not heard a hockey player put it the way that Wyatt did, which is not so much he gives us a chance to win every night. Sometimes he doesn't even give us a chance to lose.
Doesn't even give us a chance to lose sometimes. So,
yeah, pretty amazing. So congratulations to the Dallas Stars as they move on to the conference finals again. They got to the Stanley Cup final in 2020, and they were the team that lost to the Lightning in the bubble. So that goes back to actually when they played in Edmonton, the Stanley Cup final. So here they are again. It's crazy, right? Think about it. We've got all four conference finalists in the NBA from the bubble. So the rematches in the East and the West from the bubble. Now we've got the Dallas Stars into the Stanley Cup, well, the conference finals, the Stanley Cup conference finals. And they were also last in it during that bubble year. So I guess they weren't flukes. They don't deserve asterisks. They actually are legit the way these teams played. I feel like it's even tougher when you're playing in empty arenas with no fans and you're worried about protocols and everything else. I kind of feel like that was tougher than what they're going through on your average run-of-the-mill regular season and playoffs. Just a couple of notes about Seattle, though. I mean, they battled hard all year. First postseason run for a franchise that's only 2 years old, and they do have that banner moment of being able to defeat the Colorado Avalanche in a game seven. And for Philip Grubauer, hey, what they put into it all year, it's paying dividends.
Two game sevens. I think we've done a great job. I don't think we came out as good as we did in game six, but we found a way to battle back there, and I'm really proud of this group and how we played the whole season and the playoffs, and it's a tough pill to swallow for sure. Game seven.
From day one, everyone's kind of written us off, so obviously we took a big leap this year. I didn't think anyone expect us to make the playoffs. No one expect us to beat Colorado, and I'm sure no one had us to get to seven here. So. I think you obviously as a group, this is the first time we've been through this. You got to obviously learn how to lose first and we'll find a way to win. So, you start worrying about next year.
Jordan Eberle, few of these sports cliches. No one had us here. No one had us this. No one had us that. Well, probably not a lot of people did. Really impressive what they did in their first postseason run as a group, he points out. This is our first time collectively. And yeah, these are the building blocks. My favorite cliche, though, is you have to learn how to lose before you can learn how to win. The Stanley Cup playoffs don't resume until Thursday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, all quiet on the ice. And then we get Florida and Carolina. Florida, great story, too. And then Dallas and Vegas. So those are your final four. Tonight in the NBA, conference finals begin in the West. Denver hosting LA, the Lakers. And we'll be back here, of course, afterwards. We'll talk more about this whole Peacock NFL wrinkle. Have a great Tuesday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!